You're listening to SBS News.
South Sudanese supermodel Aduta Ketch is an ambassador at Melbourne's upcoming Fashion Week. But a photo mix-up by Australian publication Who magazine and public relations agency OPR has distracted attention. After publishing a feature article about Aketch illustrated with a large photograph of Ugandan-Australian model Flavia Lazarus, both parties have since apologised, but Aduta Ketch says there are no excuses. Speaking to ABC Radio Melbourne, Aketch said the blunder was insulting and disrespectful.
It is racist, and as much as people can say it's a human error, it's a human error that, you know, doesn't usually happen to, you know, two white models or two white actresses.
Having spent part of her life in a Kenyan refugee camp before moving to Australia, the 19-year-old says the blunder undermines the issues she had discussed in her interview.
I spoke about the way people view refugees and, you know, ethnic people in general, and I want to change all of that. And, you know, for that to go and happen is just, I thought it was kind of just a slap back in my face.
This lack of diversity is echoed by the director and co-founder of news and current affairs not-for-profit Media Diversity Australia, Antoinette Latouf.
It's a sort of unconscious bias where there are so few people in these positions. So, for example, so few Sudanese models or so few Chinese heritage reporters or Middle Eastern journalists that people think that the same person or mistaken the two.
Having experienced this herself as a journalist with Lebanese heritage, Ms. Latouf says these mistakes come from a lack of connection to different communities.
When your newsroom or when your media outlet is so monocultural, these mistakes can be made more frequently because by and large the people working there are of the same background, operate in the same social circles, and have similar thoughts and similar connections. And so these errors, even if they are honest errors, are more likely to go undetected.
Aduta Ketch hopes what happened to her served as a watershed moment for publishers and the fashion industry alike. Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.